This is Rodney Trudgeon, and this morning we're going to be talking about HPV. Now, before I tell you what that stands for, I have on the line Joanne Otto, who is the Principal Communication Officer of the Cape Winelands District of the WCG Health Department. So first of all, Joanne, welcome.
Thank you so much, Rodney, and hello, listeners.
Now, this HPV, human papillomavirus, what is that actually? What does it stand for?
Well, it's a very common virus, and there are actually about 52 different strains of it. It's estimated that approximately 80% of women will be infected with the virus during their lifetime.
Okay, now, before we get anything wrong, this only affects women, does it?
No. It's also responsible for warts and other forms of related genital warts, and related infections. But the human papillomavirus, or HPV, that women develop, it's are strains 16 and 18, and these are the ones that cause cancer.
Okay, why will there be an HPV vaccine mass campaign?
Every day in South Africa, approximately 8 women die of cervical cancer, which is the cancer of the cervix, and HPV causes cervical cancer. So here is an opportunity in the form of a vaccine that we can give to young women to prevent this cancer from developing on the cervix later in life.
Okay, so how then do women get HPV?
All right, HPV is spread by skin-to-skin contact during sex. Any woman engaging in sexual activity, even if she only ever has one partner throughout her life, can contract HPV. And it's for this reason that husbands and fathers could and should encourage their wives to have cervical screening, which is commonly known as the Pap smear, which detects the HPV and any way that it has developed, and ensures that their daughters are vaccinated against HPV.
Okay, so can HPV in fact be treated?
No, Rodney, there are no antivirals that can treat HPV.
Now, I gather they have to be given to girls in grade 4, which is about 9 years old, isn't it? Why will the vaccine only be given to girls in grade 4?
All right, so a decision was made, firstly, that at this stage, it's highly unlikely that the girls are sexually active, and the vaccine is most effective when given to somebody who is not yet sexually active. So that's the main thing. The other thing is, it is the youngest age that we can give it to girls where the seroconversion or the uptake in their bodies of the vaccine is very, very good. So in other words, the older you get, the less well your body assimilates the vaccine. And it's a World Health Organization recommendation that we vaccinate the girls at 9 years of age. And in fact, this is our third year that we are doing this campaign, and which means that basically from 2014, we've been able to protect our grade 3 girls as they go forward in life, or grade 4 girls rather. And again, I want to reiterate that this vaccine is, we're doing it just like you do your mumps and your measles vaccine when your children are babies. You're protecting them now for later in life, and certainly not for immediate use.
Is it a very costly vaccine?
It is. The government pays around about 153 rand per vaccine, and your daughter will receive two. So the one will be now during February, and the next one 6 months later, in September. And this is known as the booster shot, and it's important that your daughter receives both for the vaccine to be completely effective.
What do parents have to do to ensure that their grade 4 daughter, who is about 9 years old at the time of the vaccination, will in fact be vaccinated? How can they guarantee that?
All right, so all grade 4 girls 9 years and older that are in public schools will be offered the vaccination, and the school will send a consent form home with your daughter. And as parents, there is some information with regard to HPV on there, and as parents, you have the choice of signing that consent form. Without the consent form, we may not vaccinate your child. And in fact, this is for all vaccines and for all treatment that we give at schools, is we need to know that you as a parent are aware that we are vaccinating your child.
Joanne, when is the campaign planned for?
It actually starts this week. So the first schools will start being visited on Tuesday and Wednesday this week, so from 17th of February, and it will run until the 11th of March. There are a number of schools that we cover, and then the round two will take place in August to September this year.
Okay, so just in summary, the main things are grade 4, 9 years old, and there must be a consent form.
Correct.
Thank you very much. I was talking to Joanne Otto, who's Principal Communication Officer of the Cape Winelands District of the WC Health Department, about HPV.